This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I'm speaking with Joey Keyes from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today, Joey?
I'm good, Ethan. How are you?
Excellent. Now, we wanted to talk about today. Obviously, you know, it's been in the news. Hurricane Matthew has, kind of struck a large part of the nation. Lots of people are reeling from those effects. And, of course, people are going to try to take advantage of that. And they're going to try to take advantage of folks who want to help those folks who are hit by the hurricane by scamming donors. So, Joey, what are some things that you want to look out for? Let's say that you're a concerned citizen who wants to help the victims of the hurricane.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Ethan. If you're a citizen, looking to help others, scammers are going to look for those types of people that, it's all in the news about the hurricane, how it's devastated, a lot of, the country and other countries. So what you want to do, you want to find a charity that the money is going to the cause intended. Some charities may pop up, and they may have good intentions of helping, but they may not have the resources available to do that. So they may take, they may get the money with good intentions, but they just can't deliver. Or they could be scammers altogether that are trying to capitalize on, a disaster to just collect your money and, scam you out of the dollars that you're hoping they can go to aid to assist others.
Now, so of course, the Better Business Bureau website is one place you can check to evaluate a charity. And how would they do that, Joey?
We do evaluate charities at the Better Business Bureau. So if there's a charity that you're looking for, you can go to bbb.org and see if they're listed. A lot of the larger charities are. If it's a smaller charity, they may or may not be listed on the website, but you can usually do a Google search, ask the charity for referrals and references. Just because they're not listed does not mean they're not a good charity or they're not, on the up and up. That's just another resource that you can use as far as, word of mouth, talking to the charity themselves and that sort of thing.
Now, one thing that I found interesting on, press release that you guys put out that has some tips for watching out for those types of charities is that be wary of claims that 100% of donations assist victims. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, obviously every charity is going to have some sort of overhead cost, whether it's, some sort of staffing involved, whether it's, obviously computers, technology, that sort of thing. 100% cannot go to assist the victims. That's pretty unreasonable to expect that. But what you want to look for is make sure like a good portion of it goes to the victims. If you see that only 20% is going to the victims, that's obviously not a very good number. Just know there will be some overhead, but watch out for charities that, take a little bit too much of the overhead that should be going to the cause that you're donating to.
Now, do you have like a percentage that's kind of like the magic number for what is appropriate for a charity to give to a particular cause?
I don't know if there's an exact number, but anytime you see anything that looks like unreasonable to you, you kind of have a good intention. If you can see it and you feel like, man, that seems really unreasonable, it probably is.
That is a good way to determine. Now, another thing that I saw on there is finding out if the charity is raising money directly for that specific impacted area, or are they raising money for a different organization who's then going to put it back into the community?
Exactly, because then you may be dealing with a middleman, so then you may be getting hit with two costs of overhead, because you have the charity that's collecting the money to donate to maybe a larger charity or a different charity. So sometimes, it's best just to avoid the middleman and get directly to that charity that's working in that area.
And then, of course, one more thing that I saw in here that I want to hit that's really popular nowadays online is crowdfunding. So what are some problems that we see with crowdfunding and charities online?
Yeah, this is another one of those things where, people may have good intentions or they may not have good intentions. But a lot of times these sites, they can't maybe fully check to make sure that the individuals that are seeking these funds are actually going to help with the disaster. So you may be giving your money to these crowdfunding sources and you can't actually verify that they're even going to be doing with the funds what you're intending.
Alrighty. Now, Joey, if someone wants to find out more information about a business or a charity or anything involving consumer topics, what's your website?
It's bbb.org.
All right, Joey, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Ethan.